This is Al Simpson. When it comes to expensive federal construction contracts, Bill Clinton thinks the little guy should get the shaft. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Bill Clinton just reinstated the Davis-Bacon Law, a highly discriminatory law that literally forces minority and small businesses out of the federal bidding process for bidding on government construction contracts. Only big business can afford the mandatory, inflated union wages required to win even one of these contracts. So much for the little guy, eh, pal? Ted Clinton challenged Republicans to come up with their own specific spending cuts. Well, pal, here's just one of several hundred that we've come up with. The GAO tells us that the Davis-Bacon wastes over $1 billion a year, and there are plenty more of those liberal lemons where this one came from. Ted, if you and Clinton can't ever say no to big labor, Depression-era relics like Davis-Bacon, then we'll never be able to say yes to balancing the budget. Simple fact, pal.
Now, President Bush's action suspending the Davis-Bacon Act last October was a blatant campaign payoff to anti-union construction industry bosses and an insult to every construction worker. Immediately after President Bush acted, the industry's anti-union trade association endorsed the Bush-Quayle ticket for re-election. That smells, Al. The administration was caught red-handed pulling that trick. It's no surprise you lost the election. The Davis-Bacon Act isn't exactly a liberal plot. It's named for the senator and congressman who sponsored it in 1931. Guess what, Al? They were both conservative Republicans, and the president who signed it into law was Herbert Hoover. The Davis-Bacon Act has been protecting construction workers and communities from fly-by-night contractors for 62 years. It's the same age as you, Al, and it does a better job. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.